you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Stepping up, stepping up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jackie Goldschneider, who reveals whether or not she will be back as a full-time cast member, where she stands with Teresa Giudice, and if Teresa and Margaret are back on better terms. Jackie, how are you doing? How's summer treating you so far?
So far, so good. All my kids graduated last week. So now they're all in like assorted day camps. My kids are like the only ones that don't leave town for the summer. Everyone else goes to Sleepaway. But yeah, they're all home. So if you hear any fighting in the background, it's not Housewives. It's just my teenage boys.
No worries. How are you feeling about graduating? What grade are they going into next year?
High school? So it's a loaded question because my younger twins graduated fifth grade. So they'll be in middle school in sixth grade. But my older twin boys, they graduated eighth grade, but they are not going to high school yet. Okay. They are doing a bridge year at like a special sports academy that I had no idea any of this existed before I was really introduced to it. But apparently when you're really at a high level in your sport, it's like redshirting, you know, in order to get that extra year of growth and strength before high school, when everything becomes very competitive in preparation for college, you take this extra year and you go to a special school made specifically for that. It's a 1-year school. And they go, it's very strong academics and then a lot of like strength training and sports readiness. So that's cool. What they're doing. So it's like eighth, ninth.
That's awesome. How do you feel about that?
I feel like, well, at first it didn't sound like a great idea to me to mess around with their education. But I did talk extensively with coaches and they explained to me that if it's something that your children love, it's a sport that your children love, then you sort of owe it to them to reach their maximum potential with it. So now I'm completely on board with it.
That's so cool. What sport are they like super into?
Basketball.
Good for them. That's so cool. I never even heard about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a whole other world. It's crazy.
Yeah. And how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm working on a lot of things. I feel like my life is very like in transition right now. Like I'm really like at the point of finished a proposal for my book. So I'm like heavily into that. Great. I'm actively pitching a podcast.
Very nice.
And I am just really like into my recovery still. And that's very, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs for me. So I'm working on a lot of things right now, recovery included. So
good for you. How is recovery going? I mean, what are kind of those day-to-day challenges that you are still facing?
I've had so many triumphs and a lot of accomplishments, but at the same time, there's a lot of really hard habits to break. And those are the ones that I'm really getting stuck on. You know, my day-to-day, I'm eating a lot of different kinds of foods. You know, my old diet was very much restricted to only extremely low calorie foods, like the lowest calorie foods I could find. It didn't matter what they were. And now all of that is gone, replaced with healthy foods. And I've gained quite a bit of weight, which I'm okay with. You know, I'm still like healthy and slim, and but it's very, that's difficult for me. I have an entire closet of clothing that I don't know what to do with. That doesn't fit me, makes me feel bad. I have occasional feelings of, you know, like I feel great about it and I'm so proud of it and I'm committed to seeing it 100% through, but I do feel bad about the way I look sometimes. I have guilt when I eat, you know, foods that are outside of my comfort zone. So I deal with a lot of struggles. I'm also working hard to break, habits like how I micromanage food and stuff like that. But in terms of actual food that I'm eating, I mean, it's a completely different world than what I used to live in. And my quality of life is so much better, but you know, there are still a lot of struggles.
No, definitely. Do you weigh yourself at all? Or is that something
not
that
allowed?
Not allowed. Okay.
I am not allowed. My therapist, who I still see twice a week, and my nutritionist both agree that it's a very bad idea for me because it can really, I mean, I'm completely unprepared for what the scale might say now. And I don't want it to put me into like a spiral, you know, where I try to lose weight. So going to stay off for now.
No, I would imagine that it would probably be like a trigger for some people. Cause you know, it's like you said, it's not a number that you're probably used to seeing, but I mean, you look absolutely fantastic.
And thank you. And I do feel great about myself sometimes. And then other times, like when I'm putting on a pair of pants and they don't even go halfway up, I just like flash back to how loose they used to be. And I feel bad. And I wonder how much I've gained. And I really have to stop myself, actively stop myself and say, you're a beautiful woman. You're a mother of four children. You're not supposed to be a size zero right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, I totally agree. And I mean, do you feel healthier? Do you feel like you have more energy? And do you feel like in
1,000%, yeah. I have more energy. I think clearer. I feel stronger. And I've been told by many people that I look younger because my face has filled out a little bit. I'm not drawn anymore. Even my coloring has changed. I'm definitely healthier.
Good, good. And how's everything with Evan going? Good?
Great. Yeah. He started a new job. I'm not supposed to talk about it too much, but he's back in the city working 4 days a week. So that's been really strange. I had him home for like 3 years and now he's gone. So, but you know, it's nice to get back to sort of like a schedule. So, Evan's doing great. Good. We are currently filming season 13. So he's busy and, you know, we're just trying to enjoy summer. Kick off the summer.
How has filming been going so far?
Good. Good. Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting season.
It always is.
Always. It's always an interesting season. Right. Interesting.
You know, there were some rumors going around about the status on the show. If you're a friend of, or a full-time housewife, can you kind of set the record straight on that?
I can't talk too much about it, but I will tell you that Bravo doesn't make any of those decisions yet. Everyone knows there are some new girls testing, but Bravo hasn't made decisions about anyone's status yet. I'm really okay with whatever. I mean, to me, it doesn't change the way I act in front of the camera. I've been filming a lot, so to me, it really doesn't matter. Yeah. But they haven't really, you know, none of those decisions are made yet.
Yeah, definitely. I loved your storyline last season. Obviously, you know, you opened up so much on camera. I mean, are you going to continue doing that this season, opening up about your recovery and, you know, what kind of new things will we learn about you in season 13?
Yeah. I mean, I try to talk about it, when it comes up, as openly and honestly as I can. But like I said, anything that you're not saying, I recognize that there are so many people who are so invested in this story. So anything that you won't see on the show, you know, you will definitely be reading in my book and hopefully I can talk about on a podcast, which is why I'm so into this podcast idea right now, but we'll see what happens with that.
Definitely. Well, it's interesting though, too, because last season, the ladies didn't know that you were going through this, like, you know, you kind of kept that from them. So this season, I'm sure that they, you know, it's comes up more in conversation because they are more aware.
Right. I mean, people are still, it's still a hard topic to bring up.
course.
People still don't know really what to say mm-hmm. about it. Even, you know, I was talking to Andy a few weeks ago, and he even said, he's like, I don't even know. I'm afraid to tell you that you look great or that you look healthy because I don't know what the right language is. So it's still kind of hard for some people to bring up to me because they don't want to say the wrong thing.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. It was interesting. I was going through Instagram last night and I saw in Teresa's stories that she tagged Margaret in a gift that she gave her. I guess Margaret gave her like some bowls that said peace and love. Are they back on track?
I mean, I guess that would indicate so. I mean, you never know. Right. Like it can change day to day. But I will say that Teresa seems very happy and calm.
Yeah. And you've known, because I think the last time we spoke, it was right before the reunion or right after the reunion filmed. And you said that, you know, I don't know if Teresa can ever evolve. Do you feel like she is making progress though?
I do. I mean, I don't see her that often, so I don't know what's for cameras and what's going on behind closed doors, but to me, she seems like a lot calmer of a person. I think that she really wants to be a calmer person. And I don't know if reunion made her realize that, but she does seem happy and calm.
Yeah. Would you be shocked if she and Margaret became friends again?
No, because I think Margaret never liked fighting with Teresa. I don't think Margaret's intent last season was to fight with Teresa, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. So I don't think either of them liked fighting with the other. I mean, you could almost tell the language that she uses with Margaret was almost like, it was almost passionate fighting. Whereas with me, it was like, we didn't really have like a passion. It was just sort of like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Did you receive an invitation to the wedding?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Did you receive a new invitation to the wedding after Ramona leaked hers on?
Yes.
Yes. Are you excited? Were you surprised that everybody got an invite?
Yes. I mean, I think that the reason I was invited is because Louie and Evan are actually friends, but you know, whatever, keeps me in the mix. So
keeps you, yes, no, definitely. Are you looking, did your opinion of Louie change after this past season and after the reunion?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, last season there were so many like red flags, but I think, I don't know. I think that he's a nice guy and I don't want to judge on things I don't really know, you know? So yeah, I mean, he's very nice to me. He's very nice to my husband. So, and he seems to be really good to Teresa. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think about him too much.
How has the dynamic between, if you could tease anything, the dynamic between Melissa and Teresa changed since the reunion? So I think Melissa.
I actually don't really know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know because, I've only seen them together, you know, obviously at cast events. Right. So I can't really tell.
Yeah. Are you still surprised that she's not in the wedding party?
No, I think everybody's over that by now.
Everybody's over that. How about Dolores and Jennifer? Because that was heated at the
reunion. Oh, I can't give away too much.
I know.
I can't give away too much. You're going to have to wait. I don't want too many spoilers.
How were you shocked about what went down between the two of them at the reunion?
I was surprised how nasty it got because... Yeah. I don't know. They were really good friends. I mean, they always had their kind of like ups and downs, but they were really good friends. So I'm surprised that Jen, you know, on one hand, I'm surprised that Jen took it so far at reunion, but you know, she loves a good moment at the reunion. You know, by moment, I mean like 8 hours of moment.
Right.
She likes to like steal the spotlight at the reunion. So I wasn't surprised that she saved all her fighting words for there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what going into this season or coming off of the reunion, what was kind of your mentality going into this season? Like, how are you feeling? Was there anything that you really wanted to clear up kind of going into this season at all?
Not really. I felt like I wanted to start with a clean slate with everyone. Mm-hmm. I knew where my friendship with or lack of friendship with Teresa stood. Yeah. I never had any expectations for us getting close, but I wanted to get to a place where we could, you know, be like very cordial to each other, invite each other to things. And, you know, I think my only, real question was about Jennifer because there is something, even though we've had so many hard times, there is something, maybe it was that we came on together, you know, 5 years ago together at the same time, we started off with a strong friendship that keeps bringing us back together for little moments. And I was very curious to see if there was still potential for friendship there.
Yeah. Do you feel like there is?
I'd never say never. Yeah. You know, it's just hard because, you know, Jennifer is very unpredictable sometimes. So you'll think that you're getting along great and then something else will happen and you'll say, but wait a second, I thought that we were friends, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just it's tough with her. But I'm still hopeful.
Yeah, definitely. I know you can't tell me, but maybe you can tease because last season, you know, the big bombshell was of Bill having the affair. Are we having like a big bombshell moment this season so far? Can you just tease? I know you can't tell me, but
I can't say anything. Maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe. Hopefully. I'm sure there will be. There's always drama in Jersey. It's my favorite. Jackie, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time as always. I hope you have a wonderful summer and I can't wait to catch up in a few months when Housewives returns.
Thanks, Christina.
All right. Good seeing you. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com where we've got you covered.